This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden visited Poland on Tuesday to reaffirm the U.S.'s commitment to Ukraine and bolstering NATO's eastern flank. Miroslava Gongadze reports from Warsaw.
After a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, President Biden arrived in the Polish capital, Warsaw. Here, he met with President Duda to reaffirm the commitment of the United States to Ukraine and to bolstering NATO's eastern flank. The Ukrainian community in Warsaw gathered in front of the Biden's hotel to thank the United States and urge it to do more. Warsaw was avish in banners reading, Biden give Ukraine F-16s. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw.
The UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission in Ukraine reports more than 8,000 civilians have been killed and 13,200, including hundreds of children, since Russia invaded Ukraine in February last year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The head of the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission, Matilda Bogner, says the figures gathered by her team are lower than the actual numbers due to limited information and lack of access to key areas of Ukraine, such as Mariupol. Her team continues to gather information from witnesses and survivors.
My colleagues interviewed a former prisoner of war who was from Mariupol, and he was forced in Mariupol to collect bodies on the city's streets.
Bogner says the UN monitoring mission also has documented a wide range of violations of international human rights law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Mexico's once powerful former public security minister, Genaro García Luna, was found guilty of U.S. drug trafficking charges by a jury in New York on Tuesday. This is VOA News. U.S. Supreme Court justices on Tuesday expressed uncertainty over whether to narrow a legal shield protecting internet companies from a wide array of lawsuits in a major case involving YouTube and the family of an American student fatally shot in the 2015 Paris attacks by Islamist militants. Reuters correspondent Jillian reports.
In a major case involving Google-owned YouTube, the justices heard arguments in an appeal by the family of Noemi Gonzalez, a U.S. student studying in France who was fatally shot in the 2015 Paris attack. The lawsuit accused Google of providing material support for terrorism and claimed that YouTube algorithms unlawfully recommended videos and messaging by the Islamic State militant group, which claimed responsibility for the rampage that killed 130 people. Google and its supporters have said a win for the plaintiffs could prompt a flood of litigation against platforms and upend how the internet works.
That's Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. It's Mardi Gras or Fat Tuesday in the U.S. southern city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and the annual celebration is back in full swing after at least 2 years of COVID restrictions. But this year, it's clouded somewhat by concern regarding a recent streak of violent crime. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
There was a noticeable increased police presence during the usual jovial Mardi Gras celebration in New Orleans Tuesday. That comes after violence marred a carnival parade Sunday, where gunfire broke out, leaving a teenager dead and four others injured. Kaminsky Garner traveled from Texas to celebrate Mardi Gras in New Orleans this year and was not going to let a little crime put a damper on his good time.
Man, there's crime everywhere, man. Things like that gonna happen, you know, unfortunately.
The recent crime wave had some New Orleans residents working as they celebrated. They gathered signatures in the crowds ahead of a Wednesday deadline to try to force a recall election for New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Rescuers were searching for survivors in Sao Paulo State, Brazil, on Tuesday amid the destruction caused by heavy rains. Several houses had been completely destroyed by the rain and resulting landslides and fallen trees. The death toll from heavy rains that devastated coastal areas of Brazil's southeastern Sao Paulo state rose to 44 people on Tuesday, according to a state government statement. Three peacekeepers from Senegal were killed and five seriously injured after their convoy hit an improvised explosive device in central Mali. The UN peacekeeping mission in the country and Senegal's army said on Tuesday. Mali is struggling to stem an Islamist insurgency that took root after a 2012 coup and has since spread from the West African countries north. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.